Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Our show is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, along with additional support from the Blandon Foundation and the IRRRB Arts and Tourism Grant Program. We're broadcasting live from Bemidji, Minnesota. We've already discussed some of the Paul Bunyan and Blue Ox Babe works around this town, but it bears mentioning that in the year 2015, grown-up people are still arguing about whether the subject of this tall tale is really from where he's really from. Some say Paul's from Maine. Some say Paul is from Wisconsin. Yeah. Some say Brainerd. Okay, well, but of course, we know they're all right. They're not so far away. But we all know, of course, the real answer, which is, of course, he's from right here in Bemidji. Yeah. People like to think, of course, he's not real. You know, no, I'm sorry. People like to think that Paul... Oh, man, I ruined everything. People like to think of Paul Bunyan as a larger-than-life folk hero, but he couldn't have always been that way. That's the subject of our next presentation by the Great Northern Radio Players, Paul Bunyan, The Middle School Years.
My name is Paul Bunyan, and I'm a student at Bemidji Middle School. I'm just like any other kid except for one problem. I'm 12 feet tall. I was hoping this year would be better, but the trouble started as soon as I got to homeroom.
Bobby?
Here, Mrs. Jenkins.
Diamond?
Here.
Is that your real name?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Pa?
Here.
Holy buckets! Your voice is lower than the balance on my checking account.
I know.
Pa, why don't you have a seat?
I don't think that's a very good idea, Mrs. Jenkins.
Well, you can't stand here all morning. It creeps me out. Plus, you're blocking the clock. My smoke breaks at 9, and I don't want to miss it.
Well, if you insist, but I think it's a bad idea.
Get your butt in the seat, Bunyan.
Okay, here it goes.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Pete's my brother.
Cool move, Crusher. That desk never stood a chance.
Yeah, what a freak.
The only good thing about middle school was Lucette.
Paul, are you okay? That looked like it hurt.
I think so. One of the desk legs is missing. I'm a little worried about that.
Don't feel bad. I'm a klutz, too. My first day here, I walked around with a big, long string of toilet paper stuck to the bottom of my shoe.
You think that's bad? My first day, I walked around with a principal stuck to the bottom of my shoe. Boy, was he mad. After surgery, of course.
Oh, Paul, I like you. I mean, you're such a good friend. Just don't step on me, okay?
I would never step on you, Lucette. And I meant it. Lucette was the only person at middle school who made me feel normal. I sure didn't feel that way at Woodshop.
Okay, listen up. I'm only gonna tell you this once. The first kid to mess around anywhere near the power saw has to touch the stumps where my fingers used to be. That goes for the sander, too.
That's gross, Mr. Stubb.
You can't do that. Our parents will sue.
You have no parents here. This is Woodshop. There's a reason no one remembers the kid who cut my fingers off. All right, let's get started. Hey, you, the gigantoid kid in the back. Hey, aren't you that Bunyan kid?
Yes, sir.
Get up here and show the class which one of these boards is oak and which one is pine.
When I walked up to look at all that fresh wood on the supply shelves, something came over me.
Hard! Bunyan, Bunyan, knock it off! What are you doing?
I'm sorry, Mr. Stubb. Something came over me.
You just chopped a whole year's supply of wood in half. Where did that axe even come from?
Mom said it was for emergencies. I'm so sorry.
How are we going to build birdhouses now? Footstools, Adirondack chairs. We'll be lucky to make sawdust out of this mess. You can't tell, but I'm pointing my finger at you. Angrily.
Way to go, tall stuff. Now I'm actually going to have to shop for Christmas gifts.
Can't you do anything right, Paul Bunyan?
Things weren't any better at lunch.
Hurry, everyone, fill your trays before Paul gets here.
He eats everything, everything!
They just didn't understand. I burn 1,000 calories just bending over to tie my shoe.
You can go ahead of me, Paul. I don't mind.
Thanks, Lucette. Now, if you don't mind, I'd ask you to turn away. I don't want you to see what's about to happen.
Okay. So, I've been listening to this new music. Have you ever heard of the band American Scarecrows? Oh, they're pretty cool. Anyway, maybe later we can listen together. I got a boombox, and I think it'll fit in your ear. Great. Well, see you sixth period, Paul.
It was like she knew me my whole life. Still, I wondered, what was the point of middle school? At least I had history class with Lucette.
Now, the first time you have to know about the old times is that they were the new times for the people of those times. Everything anew is something old in disguise. So we read about the 1800s, a time ago when the people went over to the place.
Psst. And they went back to the place. Isn't it interesting to think about the old times, Paul?
I guess so. I mean, old times had to have been better than middle school.
Oh, Paul. It's hard for everyone. At least you have a friend. If you've got a friend, what else do you need?
Thanks, Lucette. You're my best friend. I would be lost without you. Still, it would be nice to know my purpose. Why am I here? Why am I so big?
And this brings me to the lumber camps. You know, you gotta know these guys spend all the day chopping down the trees while a lady back at camp cooks endless food, endless, so much food.
Wait a minute, Mr. Antecue. Did you say that people can cut down trees for money?
Sure, Paul. Where do you think all the wood comes from?
That was it. At last, I had realized why I was put here. And for once, my large size and weird obsession with axes would work in my favor. And that wasn't all.
If you become a lumberjack, Paul, I'd cook you flapjacks, as many as you wanted.
Maybe middle school wasn't so bad after all.
The Great Northern Radio Player. Welcome back.